Guelph Concert Band will not only highlight All That Is Canadian at its upcoming concert next month. It will bring some specifically local appeal. The concert, to be held at the River Run Centre at 3 p.m. on February 23, is titled Northern Reveries, a Canadian soundscape, and will premiere a local piece for its finale, The Royal City, written by local music teacher Daniel Austin. Austin said the piece will take listeners on a tour of some of Guelph's special landmarks through music. "The biggest thing I want to do is connect with people and tell a story through music. I want them to experience the message I am trying to tell through sound," Austin said. "In this piece, you can hear the beauty and diversity of Guelph." Lauren Helmer, director of the Guelph Concert Band, reached out to Dan about writing a brand new piece about Guelph. "I wanted to feature a local composer because our concert this year features new and unique Canadian works, diverse composers, and commissioned works within the last 10 to 15 years," Helmer said. "I think that we need more exposure for new composers and Canadian composers, especially." When approached by Helmer to write a piece for the concert, Austin said he knew it was going to be a unique and wonderful opportunity, a chance to write music that pays homage to a city he loves and calls home. "This is my adopted home. I have been living here for 20 years now and I just love the city," Austin said. "I do a lot of biking and I love going through the city on the rec trails. Just seeing the different landscapes and all of the different things you encounter along the way, I thought that would be a great idea for this piece of music." The Royal City includes four movements, a musical taste of local landmarks including the Basilica of Our Lady Immaculate, Riverside Park, the Arboretum and the McRae House. The first movement is based on the Basilica. "It is very regal and majestic, set with these beautiful pillars overlooking the city," Austin said. The second part shifts to Riverside Park and the Speed River. "I love the old-fashioned carousel and all of the hustle, bustle and the activity that you see there. So, this part is really fast-moving, and very playful." The third movement takes place at the University of Guelph Arboretum. "This is more reflective and serene and is all about this beautiful natural environment," Austin said. And the last part is based on the McRae House, which has a Scottish and almost pipe band vibe with a military kind of feel. As an instrumental music teacher at GCVI for the past 14 years, Austin decided to begin writing music for school and community bands in the summer of 2023. Since then, he has become a rising star Canadian composer, and has landed publishing deals with two of the largest publishers of band music in North America, Alfred Music and Randall Standridge Music, which will be released this spring. In the past 2 years, Dan has had pieces performed or commissioned by McMaster University, the Ceremonial Band of the Waterloo Regional Police Service, the Orillia Concert Band, American Community School in Abu Dhabi, Jesuit High School in Portland and the Ontario Band Association. "The whole composing thing has been surreal for me. It started off as a passion project, something that I really wanted to do. I started writing and I've worked with some incredible mentors, so many wonderful Canadian composers that I have had the chance to work with and learn from. Things have really taken off," Austin said. "So, this was a perfect timing opportunity to do something for my hometown and I am really excited about it." Austin grew up in a very musical family. "My mother taught piano. My parents both sang in the church choir. I had an incredible high school music program in Orillia. That's what got me into music. I just fell in love with it," Austin said. "I went on to study music and eventually got into teaching. I feel lucky every day to wake up and do what I love for a living. I make music with kids. It's such a great career to have." The upcoming concert will also feature special guests James Gordon and the band of HMCS Star of Hamilton. Tickets are available online and through the River Run Centre box office. "This is a celebration of Canadian music with some incredible Canadian pieces. I think it's going to be a great afternoon for everybody," Austin said. Helmer said she looks forward to sharing all of the wonderful things that Austin and the rest of the ensemble bring to Guelph. "We cannot wait and I hope that this concert will bring people closer to our fantastic city," she said. The Royal City will be available for purchase following its premiere by the Guelph Concert Band in February. If you can emotionally connect with your audience, that is the ultimate thing that I want to do, Austin said. This has been a very humbling and amazing experience. It's going to be so cool to sit in the audience, to be there, and to listen.